now. Father Frank Donio joining us from the Catholic Apostolate Center. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Anna.
So, Father, when it comes to the liturgical calendar, we are now back into ordinary time, which I think it cannot be stressed enough is not so named because it's this time of like banal routine in the life of the church. Especially
meant to kick back and just go, well, hey,
exactly.
I'm not in Lent anymore. You know, Easter's done.
Right, exactly. Especially in this time past Pentecost, I think it's worth noting that in the Old Rite and in Byzantine Rite, actually, they order the days like this would be such and such Sunday past Pentecost. Now, if we want to be disciples, Father, what is this time on the calendar meant for us to be?
It's really meant for us to deepen our life of in Christ, to live more fully as disciples. And it is an opportunity for us over this time, because one of the things that I think it's important for us maybe to look at that kind of comes to the fore, you know, we always have feasts of saints and so forth throughout the year, but when there's the bigger liturgical seasons, they fade back a bit, except for the big feasts of the Blessed Virgin Mary or the Lord or so forth that might be happening. But in ordinary time, these show up a bit more. And when we look at the saints, there's so many different ways to live out life in Christ, to be a disciple of Christ. And they give us example. And so really, it's an opportunity for us to deepen so that we hope and we pray, are saints, that we're in heaven with God.
Now, what is the importance of prayer in deepening our lives as disciples?
Prayer is absolutely central. I mean, look at the disciples, the first disciples, you know, they're there together in the room. We had Pentecost a couple of weeks ago and they're in the room, they receive the Spirit, but what were they doing in that room? They were praying. And they always came back together to pray, and most especially to break bread, what we, you know, the Mass, what we now, you know, celebrate as the Mass. This is the body and blood of Christ. And so this sharing, do this in remembrance of me. Well, that's the ultimate prayer. But the prayer is supposed to be all throughout our day, all throughout our lives. It's not just something that occurs for a moment and we, you know, that's it. But instead, it's supposed to be, you know, we're supposed to be praying in various ways all throughout our day.
And there's an entire section of the Catechism devoted specifically to Christian prayer, correct?
Yeah, it's a beautiful section of the Catechism that I don't think people really spend a lot of time with. It's part four of the Catechism. It takes apart the Lord's Prayer, but it looks at different aspects of prayer, different types of prayer as well, adoration, petition, intercession, thanksgiving, praise. These are all different types of prayer. Some people will think of the little mnemonic acts, you know, adoration, contrition, thanksgiving, supplication. But and that's somewhat similar, but this has praise that's a part of it as well. You know, and I think the Catechism of the Catholic Church breaks that apart, and we're going to spend some time with those over the next few weeks. But I think that that offers us a way for us to see, you know, when we hear, oh, pray always, does this mean I have to take out my, you know, my novena and be praying it all, you know, every few minutes? No, that it's, there are different ways in which we can pray throughout the day so as to continue to deepen our life in Christ, our encounter with Christ, because that's the only way we're going to really grow in discipleship in and through his church.
Well, I think it's so important to remember that prayer is more than just asking God for things when we think we need them, because a lot of times, even those of us who can be, you know, consider ourselves committed Christians, committed Catholics, often only use prayer in those moments when we need something.
Yes, and that's a very common thing. And there's nothing wrong with that. The Lord wants to hear what our needs are. Of course, mm-hmm. God already knows what our needs are.
Sure.
But we need to name that and to call on our Lord so that in asking for his intervention in this situation or whatever the situation is. But we're also called to be in thanksgiving to God. You know, when a prayer is answered, is it, you know, hey, thanks, or do we take time to be in thanksgiving to God? Do we praise God for everything that we see around us? How much time do we spend in adoration to our Lord? I mean, we see that Eucharistic adoration is returning more and more and more into people's lives, into the lives of Catholics. And I think that's a beautiful thing because how often do we just sit and adore the Lord, kneel before the Lord in adoration, saying, Lord, thank you for the gift that you are in my life.
Amen. We'll have to leave it there for now, but looking forward to diving into each of these five types of prayer in the Catechism: adoration, petition, intercession, thanksgiving, and praise. We've been talking to Father Frank Donio. And Father, if listeners want to connect with you, where can they find you?
Just go to CatholicApostolateCenter.org.
Which you can find linked at sunrisemorningshow.com. Father Donio, thank you so much.
Thank you, and God bless.
You too, Father. Thank you.